Trump administration to continue effort to halt OSW work, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. The Trump administration is not done fighting offshore wind power construction. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum told Bloomberg that an appeal absolutely is coming on the stop work orders his agency imposed and judges quickly lifted against all five offshore wind projects being built in U.S. waters. The December 22 stop work order cited national security as justification. The wind turbines, towers, and blades recently had been said to interfere with radar in a way that could generate false targets or obscure genuine threats. 11 months after President Donald Trump returned to office and began attacking U.S. offshore wind, the sector consists of five projects, Vineyard Sunrise, Revolution, Empire, and Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind, being built by four developers. Future construction starts are uncertain at best. Vineyard already was sending partial power to the onshore grid, while Revolution and Coastal Virginia were months away from that milestone. One by one, the developers filed court challenges, and one by one, they secured temporary injunctions. Speaking to Bloomberg, Burgum offered the standard Trump administration criticism of wind power that it is intermittent and expensive and that it needs subsidies and relies on foreign components. But he also said recent evolution of warfare makes the massive towers and blades a threat to national security, as they might obscure aerial or underwater drone attacks launched by a hostile nation against the East Coast. I'm sure as we get into court and have sessions and share classified information, there will be further discussions on this, Burgum said. People are saying that, oh, this is some kind of ideological attack on offshore wind. No, this is like a real, genuine concern, and as Americans, we should be concerned. If you wanted to attack America, you'd launch autonomous drones through those things, or you'd launch autonomous submarines. We just have to wake up. Warfare has changed in the last 4 years. The world's different. We have to be ready to respond to it.